It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Merengue-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All fellows with monkey sounds in there are called good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Hey, welcome in. Happy Thursday. And look, the Merengue-tang is back. Hey. What's up, dude?
At least for a day.
How many hoops did you summit?
I summited a lot.
You did?
A lot of basketball practice.
Good. So fun.
I truly love it.
I love that, too. People will often say, like, why do you want to go and watch football practices? And it's like, because I enjoy it. I like it.
You kidding me? Yeah.
I will go and I will watch them.
I think there's a lot.
Yeah.
That you can divine from practice that you just cannot do from games.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when drills get narrowed down to highlight somebody's weakness, mm-hmm. like a coach is intentionally trying to focus on that, because one, it tells you what the team believes is the weakness.
Oh yeah,
and also let you learn a little bit more about how they're trying to fix it and if they can. Some of those things that you can learn not fixable.
No.
Yeah,
and the other stuff is like you see how guys react to adversity.
Yeah.
Like when it's because you get these environments like, you know, like, yeah, we're there, but they're so kind of wrapped up in it.
Yeah.
That they don't realize it sometimes. You see a guy get frustrated or you see a guy, you know, talk a little trash to somebody and you get these little sparks. And because you're right there, you can pick up on stuff that you otherwise would not pick up. And a lot of the soft skills when you're scouting guys.
Yeah.
It's better to go to practice than it is to go to games.
I want to get the Hoop Summit rundown from you. But today is a special day.
Oh.
Yeah. Happy Masters Thursday. To hello, all who friends. Celebrate. Hello, friends, and let's celebrate the Masters. What a great day it was. Waking up this morning, bright and early. Looking outside, seeing the sun and the flowers, and firing up the Masters app. Which, I tweeted this out, and I thought about this for probably a good 2 hours as I was watching Masters coverage. That app is the most reliable piece of technology I go to.
Oh?
And I'm not even kidding. The Masters app. So
it is a tremendous app. Yeah.
I use it for 1 week out of the year. What, like 1 week out of the year, I use this app. Today was the first time that I have opened this app.
Since last year?
Since last year. And like now, this is probably me granting all the permissions, which I gave to them gladly. But the app had already been updated. I logged into the app. I went straight down. I pushed two buttons, two of them,
and the
Masters was on my television. I was able to cast it from my television. I went, watch live, and then it started. You can hear it. It started. And from that point, I hit the cast to TV, and it was on my television within 20 seconds of me firing up the app. Mm. And then I just go, once it's on my TV, I could use my phone for everything. There were no ads that popped up on the screen. There was no hoops that you have to jump through. Like every single damn time you log into your ESPN, if you want to watch something on the ESPN app or the CBS Sports app or the Fox Sports app, where you have to re-log into your Xfinity and do all of that stuff. No, it was just boom, boom, on my TV. It was easy. It was beautiful. It is the most reliable piece of technology I have.
Somebody from branding, marketing, or sales always gets in the way of an app being good.
Because 100%.
The people that design the app are like, let's get people into the app and keep them here. And then somebody from sales or marketing is like, well, what if we did this? But what if we did this? We have to monetize. It's like, no. Sometimes just making a kick-ass app,
yeah,
that's the thing.
Awesome. And you can go to featured groups, you can go to Amen Corner, you can go to specific holes. Like you could go anywhere on that app. It is amazing.
You can pick your groups to follow too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I haven't updated anything. Mm-hmm. I get a notification when all of the guys that I have from previous years as featured guys, I you know, push the little button, the little heart button next to them. I think it's a green flag pin. Mm. But I push up years, so I get notifications, hey, you know, Scottie Scheffler's teeing off, Roy McIlroy, Max Homa, Brooks Koepka, like anybody that I want to watch, it's like, hey, you want to watch them now? Mm. You just push this little button right here and you can do that. Oh, it's awesome. And you're right. Somebody always gets in the way. You know what my newest gripe with the ESPN app is? The damn UFC fight ads are right at the bottom where you go to
click
navigate
anything.
The entire thing. And it's like,
purpose.
Sometimes it lets you swipe down and get it out of the way. Sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's so annoying.
Yeah.
It's on purpose.
And
they don't care.
Well, allow me to say, guess what? I have never intentionally clicked on any UFC thing on the ESPN app. Mm. It may be for some, and some people might love that. I hate it. I want to opt out of that. Mm-hmm. The ESPN app, it's awful.
It sucks.
It's garbage.
The worst app setup, program, whatever you want to call it, it's the NBA's.
Yeah,
the NBA's is the worst. It is like from 2013.
Yeah.
Their
website is great though.
No, the website sucks too.
I like the website.
Here's the thing. I can do it right now. I'll do it live right now. When I go to NBA.com, mm-hmm. when I go to do something, what will end up happening is if I want to go to look at stats, almost every, this will be the one time it doesn't happen. Oh my God, it actually did it. It actually did it without doing it. Without fail, two or three pop-ups will pop up every single time.
Really?
There it is.
Yeah, pop-ups are just part of life.
No, they're not. Yeah, not they for are. No. Go to ESPN.com and find a pop-up. Go to CBS Sports.
All on your app. CBS gets it. They'll get you with one. They'll get you with them.
Not 2011.
Yeah,
pop-ups do not work. They do not matter. They're awful. Stop using them.
I tend to, and this may be my I have actually soured on UFC more than ever. I enjoy watching UFC, but because of those pop-ups on the ESPN app, I want nothing to do with
You're out.
Sport. And that's what pop-ups do to me. Like, pop-up ads, remember when Facebook first had the video and they started putting ads in, and they would put it in just randomly in the middle of a video, and you're like, what is this? Actively avoided the companies that
did that.
That did that.
100%.
I just was out on that company. I was like, no.
The conversion rate on those things is like 0% because the second that ad hits, you're like, I'm out.
You annoyed me.
Yeah.
You got in the way of what I was actually trying to do on the site. But I see that with the NBA app. That one, it doesn't, bother me.
And it doesn't work.
I only get like one. And it's usually just like a league. It's something for the league anyways. Yeah. And you're like, already here.
That's the thing. Is like, I'm already consuming the product. You don't need me to consume more of the product I'm already consuming.
But I do enjoy the NBA site. You can toggle through their stats that are readily available on their website more in depth than any of the other professional sports leagues allow you to.
Which, with the exception of MLB.
MLB.
Because they brought Savant on board.
Yeah. They have figured it all out.
They have the best broadcast. They have the best app. They have the best stat support site. All of it together, MLB reigns supreme.
But the box scores better on NBA than MLB.
Yes.
Because NBA, you can go to specific quarters. You can have ranges that you can kind of toggle through. So you could be like from the 4-minute mark of the third quarter to the 6-minute mark of the fourth quarter, how many points does Shaedon Sharpe score, right? You can do that. That's cool.
You can look at the runs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that is pretty neat, but I'm with you.
Can I be a little bit of you're here bringing over my little rainy cloud?
Yeah.
I like the Masters. Mm-hmm. I do not love the Masters. Mm.
Yeah, that's a character flaw of yours, and I mean, I'm not going to judge you for it.
Like, Tiger's going?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm so in.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Joe Simons last night. He's a huge golf guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, if I had a sports bucket list, the Masters would not be on it.
You said that?
I did.
You did.
And he just looked at me like, what? And I'm like, look, man, I like the Masters. And it's like, Amen Corner, everything that comes along with everything. I get it. It's the same thing for like... tennis, the U.S. Open, don't care. I just, it's not for me. I was like, well, you don't like get excited for the Australian Open or the U.S. Open.
No, I get that. Yeah, I don't. Mm-mm.
I watched a lot of tennis as a kid, but not anymore.
Yeah. I just,
you know,
look,
back to Sampras, Agassi. Jim Courier days, you know.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, Serena in her prime, I'd throw that on. Andy Roddick cranking out 150 mile an hour serves, I'll watch that a little bit. But like, I don't. It's unless there's some other draw for me. Now, don't get me wrong. Sunday, when things are close, I'm locked in.
It's fun. Yeah.
I'm locked in. But I'm not just I'm not dirt sitting here frothing at the mouth for the first group at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I watch a lot of the Masters.
Here's the incredible part about the Masters for me. One, it's beautiful, like just to watch, soothing. The fact that it is so green.
Yes.
That, you know, I also
the brain massage of it all.
Yeah, I like the sound of the, like, for whatever reason, when the club swings there, they have their mics placed in the perfect spots because it's like a whoosh, it's just it. What do they call it? AMSR? Is that what it is? Is that what it is?
Yeah, ASMR.
Yeah,
one of those.
One of those.
One, whatever the
I
sounds
that
soothe you. that is this has it for me. Okay, so those two things, got it. The other thing for me is that they play the exact same course every year, right? Pin placements are a little bit different. You know, maybe they'll move the tee box, will be up or back a little bit. But the pretzel that these players get put in on the same course every single year, right? You have the Open Championship moves every year, the U.S. Open, right? The PGA Championship, they all move to different courses every single year. And so scores will vary. These guys know what they're getting into every year, and it still isn't a mind F.
Did you catch the Koepka comment?
Mm-mm.
So a reporter asks Koepka, you know, hey, the course looks pretty dialed in right now, and it looks you have a pretty good idea of what it's going to be. This was, I think, yesterday after practice. And he goes, do you think 59 is possible on this course? And Koepka gives this look of, have you ever played here?
Yeah.
And the reporter says, no. He goes, yeah, I could tell by that stupid question.
Yeah, that was last year. I think that was last year he said that.
I literally just saw it pop up earlier.
Oh, it goes, that one is going to be one that comes around every single year, and it should. I saw one where they asked a bunch of old golfers, like, you know, retired pros, This gal goes, 15 handicap. You put a 15 handicap on, and they play in these conditions.
Mm-hmm.
What do they shoot? And every single one of them started laughing. They just were like, yeah, okay.
130?
They said, on it, on their best day, it would be very difficult for them to get close to 100.
Yeah.
They're not, they're, every single one of them had the same answer. They're not breaking 100. Best day, they're going to be hovering really close to 100. So when you take a 15 handicap, that's like somebody that shoots, so 87, right? But so you're looking at between 85 and like 92 normally, right? Mm-hmm. On an everyday course. They were like, no. They're not even, best day, sniffing 100. I think that those guys are out to lunch, because I think a 15 is probably closer to what you said.
Yeah,
you're
no.
like 120, 130.
Like that's the best I've ever played is basically at 15.
That,
and I would get eaten alive out there.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah, I don't think. I would love to try it. I don't mind pain.
Yeah.
But it would be like the most demoralizing round ever. These guys are barely touching the ball, and it just is rolling, 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 rolling. I mean, it is gone. Glass greens.
Yes. And pool tables.
They have vacuums under the greens, so if it rains too much, they can suck the water out.
Like, yeah, we're not softening this up for you.
No, like, difficulty still cranked up.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. I love it. All right. Masters Day. Mm. We got it all going. We'll keep you up to date. Currently, leader is Justin Rose. He's 6 under through 10.
It's a good start.
I would say so.
Yeah, 3 straight birdies as he makes the turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too shabby.
Is that bad? Is that bad?
I've heard it's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Not to mention, he also started off his day with 3 consecutive birdies.
Looks like there's some scoring to be done here early.
Yeah. Yeah, usually it is, and then it firms up, and the afternoon groups go, oh, no.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Those greens get worse.
Here we go. Here we go again. Here's text on the fan text line. Did you see Rory's daughter sink a? They had the par 3 contest yesterday.
Yeah.
She sunk like a 25-foot putt.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
I didn't see that one.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Well, and she barely.
Poppy.
All it took was this little tiny tap, too, and then it just rolled
forever.
For even a little kid.
Yeah.
I mean, it would help when your dad is one of the best golfers in the world to be like, just hit right here.
Yeah.
She's like, done.
Just give a little tap, tap, tappy.
Oh, man. All right. I love the Masters. I'm here for the Masters. Let's go.
What we just saw was the guy coming out of the bunker.
Mm.
That, to me, has to be the hardest thing here.
Yeah.
Out of the bunker, onto the green. You have to get enough of it to get it up over the lip of most of these bunkers, because they're all, and they're not pot bunkers, but they're all pretty damn deep.
They're pretty, you got to be in the right spot, but a lot of these golfers, they have so much control out of bunkers. They're like, I'd prefer to hit a bunker and just be able to flop it right out of there onto the green.
My
golf game doesn't understand that life.
No. Like the whole idea of doing that just seems
nuts. Hot damn. All right. Let's get this show on the road. We got a lot that we got to get to today.
Mm.
We got the Blazers winning or losing.
Losing. Oh. Winning. Losing by winning.
I still say winning
by losing?
Yeah. Yes.
Winning by losing.
Yeah.
Dude, that was a win-loss last night.
Where has this been all season?
You do not want to watch that all season. Stop.
Actually, that I would want to watch.
No.
I would. I would.
No.
Sharp with 37, I would want to watch that. And then just letting the young guys go out and see how it goes in overtime.
Close game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I could have gone for that. Luka's return to Dallas last night had everything we could have asked for in a little bit more. We have some fun with audio today. Quite possibly the closest thing to the movie Major League that we will see in a broadcast happen.
Fantastic stuff.
It's really good. Solid audio here. And then we got some football stuff that we need to get to.
Mm.
Huh? All right, let's get to it. Where we got to start? Let's start with that return to Dallas for Luka Doncic.
There's a lot.
It had everything
to get into.
And a little bit more. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's Luka moving right. He's got 40 points. Three-pointer by Luka. Good. He's got 43 in his return to Dallas. 2 minutes to go.
That was the call by John Ireland on Lakers Radio Network. As Luka Doncic, that was his 43rd of what it would be an eventual 45 points to go along with 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals in his emotional return to Dallas as a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. That it kind of lived up to the hype that we were expecting it to have with Luka's return to Dallas. And it played out very similarly to the way that I thought it would. We talked about this yesterday when you were gone, but it was going to be emotionally charged for him. And he started out, I mean, he missed 2 shots right out of the gate, but then just did not miss the rest.
Yeah.
The rest of the game. The crowd was literally cheering for Luka Doncic. They weren't cheering for the Mavericks. They weren't cheering for the Lakers. They were cheering for Luka Doncic and Luka Doncic only.
There was so much that went into yesterday. I honestly don't even know where to start. So first of all, they put the shirts on the seats. Thank you for everything in Slovenian. And it's like, whoa. You idiots are the ones that sent him out.
Yep.
You don't get to do this. He didn't ask out.
That's not a great look for them to do that one.
And then they
But they were also in a lose-lose, right? We can all agree they were in a lose-lose situation
there. Well, yeah, of their own doing.
Yes.
That's the thing about this. So before even getting to the Luka basketball component, they do the tribute video. And I cannot think of a tribute video that ruined a player more than what happened to Luka Doncic last night.
In tears on the bench.
He was sobbing.
Yeah.
Trae Young, who I don't like, had the most direct and poignant tweet of the night. He didn't want to leave, man.
Yep.
He wasn't going anywhere.
That's the brutal side of the
business.
And it
ripped his heart out.
Yeah.
And it was there for everybody to see. He locks it in and goes out there and rips their heart out. What was interesting was he didn't, in L.A., the first time I played, a lot of snarling, a lot of gnashing of teeth, a lot of chest pounding and thumping. There was real anger. I think because the outpouring of love and support was so strong to him mm-hmm. from the fans that he wasn't angry. He was crushed. He was heartbroken. And instead of gnashing at Nico and the bench, did you see what Jason Kidd said before the game?
No.
He was asked about the trade and historical ramifications, and he goes, you know, some people are comparing it to Babe Ruth. I think it's kind of cool. Not realizing that they're the Red Sox in this.
Yikes, dog. Yikes.
And I'm just like, I thought it was false act.
By the way, that cursed the franchise. That cursed the Boston Red Sox for, was it 86 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. And I know you disagree with me. After last night, are you coming over to my side about what this means to that city and that franchise and that fan base? Because they're done with them.
No. When they win, the fans will always come back. Fans will always come back.
I don't,
when they win.
I don't think so. So I talked to people that were in the building last night, and I heard Mark Stein this morning. The only thing that they can compare this to, as far as the fan vitriol and how much, because Stein lives in Dallas, how much they hate the organization right now, is Seattle when Clay Bennett ripped the team away.
Right, but they're never coming back. Like, they're still there. Like, we also have to remember Kyrie tore his ACL, and Anthony Davis got hurt immediately, mm-hmm. and that was one of the big reasons why everybody's like, dude, you're getting an injury prone big on the bad side of his 30s. Not a good trade. But if they win, they will come back. Now, will the relationship ever be the same? No, because they broke a big trust with the fans. But this is winning cures all. And when they start winning again, it may be long after Anthony Davis is gone, they're still going to come back.
I mean, did you see the article that came out about how Patrick Dumont, the new governor, knows nothing?
Yeah.
I mean, which...
That's not a surprise. No. And look, this is what sports are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now that have genuine passion for franchises and sports no longer can afford to buy a team and maintain a team, and it's going to be a collection of billionaires that use it as an investment arm.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, the days of having passionate owners are long gone.
Yeah.
I know Dirt and Sprague had an old friend of the station, Gavin Dawson, on the other day, and he said that basically the fan anger and vitriol towards the team and the organization has only pretty much grown since the trade happened.
Well, yeah, because everything has gone wrong.
Yeah.
Everything has gone wrong. But
those fire Nico chants are the loudest chants I've ever heard in the building.
Yeah, and that was dramatic video. Somebody had a camera on Nico who's standing in the tunnel
mm-hmm.
as the entire arena is chanting fire Nico, and that man... surrounded by security, mm-hmm. by the way. There were security guards, if you watch the video, sitting on the stairs in the aisle, right next to where the tunnel is. He had security guards in front, to the side, and behind him as well. That man, you want to talk about the loneliest man on earth? He looked like he was on another planet sitting there watching.
I don't know how you can continue to employ him.
I don't either.
Well,
it's because of Dumont, what you just said. He has no idea what's going on.
I don't care. No idea. I don't care if you don't know basketball. You can't walk in that building and not know.
He signed off on it.
Well, no.
So, like, for whatever rationalization that Nico Harrison had to make this move,
mm-hmm.
the owner signed off on it. And so he is so out to lunch that whatever Nico Harrison told him that convinced him that, okay, he's buying it at some level. And it's crazy.
If you boil this down to just pure business, I don't care what it is, pure business. ESPN is speculating that the Mavericks are going to lose over $1 billion over the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Economic impact. $1 billion. Okay. So just business alone. You've got people protesting outside your stadium.
Mm-hmm.
if you were the most cynical person on the face of the planet and you think that the only reason the Adelsons bought this team was either to A, move them to Las Vegas, which is not happening because they're not going to get, they're getting $6 billion in expansion rights for that team.
And Adam Silver at this point cannot let that happen with because of this trade.
Yes, 100%.
Cannot let that happen.
No. So that's out the window. So the other business side of this is the Adelsons have been pushing before they bought the team to get gambling legalized in Texas.
And a casino built in Dallas.
And if you're the most cynical person, you're thinking that's all they want. The public has to sign off on this.
Mm-hmm.
How on earth, if Nico Harrison is employed, it's a non-starter. There is a 0.0% chance of it happening. If you fire him, it's maybe a 0.0001% chance. But it's none. It cannot happen as long as he is employed by the Mavericks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I wholeheartedly agree.
So from
with
a pure business standpoint, how do you not fire him immediately?
It is, especially when you see competent organizations firing executives and coaches at this point in the year too.
And it's
I don't know. I don't get it.
Like, if you say, oh, the owner signed off on it, I don't care. Have him be the fall guy.
Well,
he can never come back to the city.
It is going back to what you said. This guy he lives in his own orbit. He's completely out to lunch, is out of touch with anything that's going on with the Mavs organization. Whatever it is that Nico Harrison told him, he bought and he believed in. So I don't think he probably sees this as big of a deal as it actually is to the fans of the Dallas Mavericks. And that inherently is a massive issue. But I think that's an issue that all sports fans are going to have to get used to, including the Boston Celtics fans, because it ain't going to be, you know, a person that cares about
it's
the organization
that's buying
it. It's not
a lifetime Celtics fan that wanted, because they did. No. They had a lifetime Celtics fan.
You're not
his investment group was the one that came up short, and he released that big letter of like, let's see what happens when, you know, we're willing to spend.
Yep.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. It kind of saying, hey, the team they actually sold to was a VC firm, and they only care about the you know, how much money they get on the return. Let's see how you like things in 3 years.
This is how sports are going to go. And it's not a good spot, but that's exactly where the Dallas Mavericks are. On to the Luka thing, how he was able to put that performance together was incredible. And what he had to say after the game, I think, was mature and something that he must have been thinking about for a really long time. We'll get to that after Rust with SportsCenter.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I don't know how I did it, because when I was watching that video, I was like, there's no way I'm playing this game. But, you know, all my teammates had my back. They were really supporting me, so I really appreciate that.
Luka Doncic with Lisa Salters after the game on ESPN, drops 45 on his former team in his first visit back to Dallas as a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. Nice that you put on like a little breakup song with that too, Rust. I know you planned that.
Yes.
I know you did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
that's going to get myself a Barry Horowitz over here.
That was watching him in an emotionally charged environment, crying before the game, seeing the fans chanting Luka, holding up the shirts to say thanks for everything in his native tongue. I couldn't imagine how hard it was. Now, if the idea by the Dallas Mavericks organization was to play a little psychological warfare and soften him up before that game.
Didn't work.
It did not work.
The Blazers did this to Dame. When they first come back, they gave him one to start the game. And then they gave him another one that he didn't know was coming.
Yeah.
I talked to him about that one. He's like, yeah, that one got me.
You got to get him in the timeout.
Yep. It was the first timeout. Got him.
God.
And he was like, yeah, that one knocked me off a little bit.
That performance, it says a lot about kind of where his headspace is now as opposed to when the trade first happened. You mentioned it. When he went to L.A., he looked upset that he was in L.A. Like, he did not look happy to be a member of the Lakers organization when he first got there.
No, he thought he was going to be a lifetime Mav.
And, you know, Dirk was like, deuces Dallas, I'm going to go be with Luka after he got traded.
You did like, my guy wrong.
That's how hard it was on him. To see him come back and kind of compartmentalize everything, go out and play, it was pretty damn impressive. And what he said after the game, about the appreciating what the fans did for him.
Everybody saw me the way I reacted to the video. You know, all these fans, I really appreciate it, man. All the teammates I had, you know, everybody had my back. I'm the happy, you know, this guy, I love these fans. I love the city, but it's time to move on.
It's time to move on is how he ends it.
I mean, he's probably telling himself that.
And for him, it is. But for Mavs fans, it's going to be far more arduous road that they need to go down before they can move on from anything close to it. And it's going to take them getting a star. And like you go back to everything that has happened with the Mavs since that. Boy, you know, they lose 112-97 last night. Mm-hmm. No Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving would have made a difference.
AD was not good.
He was bad.
He
inefficient.
Lumbering.
And getting muscled around. Mm-hmm. Like, it looked like he was on the back-to-back where he had to go two games on the road,
mm-hmm.
like the Lakers were, where they played Oklahoma City the night before, and then they have to go down to Dallas the very next night, two on the road. That's what Anthony Davis looked like. He was on the back end of that. But he wasn't. And, I mean, that's one of those... why would you trade for Anthony Davis moments?
Yeah, the real quick tip of the cap to JJ Redick.
Ooh.
You saw what he did, right? Last time out.
Oh, yeah. Let him come off the floor.
Last time out, everyone else comes off, leaves Luka on the floor.
Yeah. It's pretty dope.
And then, or I should say second to last time out, and then he gives him the walk off. And the crowd goes nuts. JJ Redick, showman, gets it.
Yep.
And then, as Luka sits down, Fire Nico erupted. Okay. If you are a broadcaster on a game, you are taught to not acknowledge the chance. We have seen sideline reporters literally make up something of what people are actually saying as opposed to what is being said to cover up for it. Mike Breen is maybe one of the nicest broadcasters in all of sports. Even he had to acknowledge.
You couldn't ignore it. You knew exactly what was being said.
But it was so loud and so deafening and so forceful. Like, I've just never seen anything like that. Not like that. Not in American sports. An entire stadium demanding somebody be fired. That is crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
But it's where they are. Like, that's exactly where their fan base is right now, because they're not winning.
No.
They're in a dark spot because Kyrie Irving, again, bad side of 30, has an ACL injury, and now you're
sitting there. He's going to miss most of next year.
Oh, most of next, if not all of next year.
And he's a free agent this year.
And that is with a $44 million player option that he'll probably pick up for financial security and then come back and hit free agency next year, and all of a sudden you're like, oh no, this is getting even more dicey here. It's brutal, dude.
I wrote a little fun tongue-in-cheek column, who deserves to get the number one overall pick this draft.
Oh.
And I had the tiers broken out into the bottom tier being, you have profaned the basketball gods, absolutely not, hell no. And the Dallas Mavericks made that.
Oh, they should be.
And here's the thing. I was conflicted. Because for those fans, I want that. I genuinely want that for them. But I
That's
want
the Nico Harrison wants.
But the ownership and Nico Harrison, I want nothing for them. Nothing. Absolutely, positively nothing. And it's like, it's such a weird conflict. Like, those Mavs fans, they like Kirk Henderson, who is the lead editor for the SB Nation Mavs site, is a buddy of mine. And he does a call-in where you can leave a voicemail for the show. And this guy called in. He goes, I have a 45-year history with this team and my dad. And I don't know what to do now. I'm telling you, man, they are... I cannot remember a fan base like this.
Yeah.
It's like somebody dropped a bomb on them. And like they just... They are just dazed and confused, and they all they know right now is hatred, anger, and betrayal.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's stopping anytime soon.
It'll stop when they win, and that doesn't look like anytime soon. All right, 503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. Got a little fun with audio for you. A single-A baseball team had a historic night. We're going to lighten the mood here. Feels like we need to lighten this thing up. A historic night for a minor league baseball team and a young broadcaster probably getting a sit down. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. All right, so we're going to lighten the mood after some heavy Lucas stuff, man. Heavy Mavericks conversation. Masters is going on, and currently Justin Rose, still the leader. He is through 12 holes, 6 under par.
God, that grass is so green.
Isn't it?
It looks fake.
It's beautiful.
It's absolutely everything. Looks it fake. Is absolutely insane. I would love everything to see what the groundskeeping bill actually is.
Yeah, well, you should Google Earth the images from August. Dead.
It's dead. They just let it completely
gone.
Turn just the yellows of yellows.
We can talk some minor league baseball. The Marlins single A affiliate is the Jupiter Hammerheads. And the other night,
did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
That was a misfire.
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydrate.
You turn that one down. That was a misfire. I'm over here clicking buttons. That's on me. The Jupiter Hammerheads were playing the, what is it, the Duden Blue Jays? Duden, Florida?
I mean, that sounds very Florida.
Yeah. Did you see the fight at the Chuck E. Cheese? Side note.
No.
Oh, dude, we're going to have to get to that. There was a brawl out of Florida Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
But they played the Blue Jays single A affiliate, and they lost 19-5 on Tuesday night. The problem with that loss and that 19-5 loss was a record 22 walks given up by the Hammerheads pitching staff. And their young play-by-play broadcaster, you could tell he's a young Sparky. He's new in the game here. His name is Brennan Erlinson. He was not having any of it.
It's only my fifth season. I've been in baseball, you know, a little under a decade because of my college days. I've never written so many RBI walks in a book before. This is, listen, I know that I'm supposed to be optimistic about our team here, but I mean, come on, guys. Like, I could go out there. Let me loosen up my shoulder. I'll go help things out because you got to put it over the plate. You got to give your defense a shot. You have not been given a shot all game. We're broadcasting for maybe two people right now. That's for sure.
Hey, these two people are thoroughly mentioned and entertained right now.
It's 18-2 at
next
this point.
Next pitch, misses outside, ball four. Well, why not? 21 walks today. The payoff pitch from Reyes. Outside, ball four. So there's the third walk of the inning, the 22nd walk of the game, and that'll load the bases for Manuel Beltre.
This has been a night. I can't say it's been any kind. It's just been a night.
It's one of the nights of all time. That's for sure.
It's a historical night.
It's one of the nights of all time. Yes. This is a night in history. Meaning I hope it never comes back.
22 walks. You end up losing 19-5. We're broadcasting for two people here. He went straight Harry Doyle on us.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
The straight up.
Ball four. Ball eight. Low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches. Boy, how can these guys lay off pitches that close?
He even dropped the broadcasting for two people, which is very much the Doyle-esque. Nobody's bleeping listening anyways.
Yeah, who gives a... Nobody's listening anyways. Yeah, I mean, that... when you get into a game like that, though, you got to have a little bit of levity. I mean,
22 walks is...
I love him going, let me loosen up and go out there, though. Don't go down that road. Yeah. Any young broadcaster, don't go down the roads of let me get out there. I'll put it across the plate. You know what? And then you'll watch it just be deposited over the outfield fence every single time. That is glorious. So we need that last part as a drop. I hope it never happens again. He's just so defeated. So defeated. 22 straight... Or not 22 straight, 22 walks in a game.
That's crazy.
I don't even know, like, even where to begin on how bad your pitching staff has got to be. And they, by the way, they are 2-7 when I looked on the season this year.
Maybe they're not that bad. Maybe they just had an off night.
The entire team's hungover. Hey, David Wells threw a perfect game while he hung over.
Maybe they should get hung over.
Still drunk.
Maybe they should. So things not going good in the Marlins organization, which,
I mean,
all of this is tracking now.
Yeah, none of this is outside the boundaries here.
Yeah.
Just truly transcendent
it's
stuff.
It's a night. It's an all-time night, that's for sure. I hope it never happens again. Yeesh. All right, Jupiter Hammerheads. Going off, 22 walks in a game. So anytime you're watching your baseball team and they blow a lead, just know.
That Astros pitching staff.
Dude, they suck. I said this at the end of the show yesterday. They were up 4-0. And yeah, I said, no, just wait. There's plenty of time to blow this. Their bullpen is not good. They're really bad. In the way that the Mariners walked in the game-winning run. They had a walk-off walk. That all makes sense with this Astros bullpen.
Yeah.
So, congrats, Mariners fan. You got the series win. Got the series win. All right, let's get to the Portland Trailblazers. They out-tanked the Jazz in overtime, and they pick up a loss. That is a win, 133-126. I want to get your thoughts. You get very upset when they taunt the basketball gods. They taunted them last night. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. and Lego bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego sets play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.